I'm Jade Avolio, founder of FrugalCenter.com. Thank you again for tuning in to FrugalCenter.com's podcast series. This edition is entitled Getting Organized. In this podcast, you will learn the most efficient way to maintain order in your life pertaining to fiscal responsibility and general record keeping. Your financial life should be treated as if it's a corporation, of which you are the CEO. By following the simple steps described here, you will be organized and efficient in the way you handle your most important paperwork. You will also learn to organize not only your financial life, but other important facets of your life, too. So, the steps for organizing your paper life are, 1. Buy a storage container that has the ability to use hanging folders. 2. Buy a package of hanging folders with labels and a package of manila folders. 3. Create a hanging folder for each aspect of your financial life. 4. Clean out the junk. And 5. Update this monthly and annually. I discuss each of those 1 through 4 below with ideas for implementation. First, buy a storage container that has the ability to use hanging folders. What I mean is purchase a storage unit. There are many types, and the prices vary. You can choose any type of unit you like. It should be large enough to hold all of your most important documents for an extended period of time. The storage unit should be adaptable to hold hanging folders. My preference, because my life remains pretty simple, is a 2-drawer file cabinet that I bought for less than $50. Keep the storage unit in your home office or the room where you pay your bills. Preferably, it's in an area where you have a desk and a computer. Second, buy a package of hanging folders with labels. Once you have purchased the storage unit, you then must purchase a package of at least 20 hanging folders. The package should include those little plastic tabs that contain the label of the contents of the folder. The package of manila folders is to give you the option of separating similar accounts which may fall in the same hanging folder, such as a cell phone and a landline. 3. Create a folder for each aspect of your financial life and other important matters that require record keeping. Sitting home now with your new storage unit and the package of hanging folders, your next task is to create a label for each to coincide with the most important aspects of your life. You may use the list that I'm going to describe as a guide. Certain folder categories listed may be inapplicable to you, and there may be some categories that are not listed that you feel are important. Tailor the list to fit your situation. The statements and the information contained in each folder should be compiled with the most recent information in front. Therefore, when you add new information, it's added to the front of that particular folder. By looking back into the folder, you see the history for that particular account. Here's my list. 1. Phone bills. You should keep all your phone bills in one place separated by account. For instance, if you have a landline and a cell phone, you should keep the statements for each account in one hanging folder, but separated by manila folders for each account. The statements for each account should be maintained for a period of 1 year. Utility bills. All your utility bills should be maintained in one folder. Each account should be separated, and the statements should be maintained for a period of 2 years. The standard utility bills are electric, gas, or oil, water and cable, which may include internet. The next one is your credit cards. In the credit card folder, each of your accounts should be separated by a manila folder, and the statements for each should be maintained for a period of 2 years. In addition to maintaining the statements, you should also keep the credit card agreement and the updates to those agreements. If you close out a credit card account, you should request from the credit issuing company a letter stating that the account was closed at your request with a zero balance, and keep that letter with your files indefinitely or until the account is eliminated from your credit report. Next is mortgage statements, rental contract, condominium agreements. Mortgages tend to be sold and rental agreements change from year to year. If you live in an apartment, you should have a file that contains the rental contract for the current year along with any other letters you receive from the landlord or property management company. If you have a mortgage, you should have an amortization chart for the mortgage in addition to the statements you receive from the mortgage holder or bank. Since mortgages are quite often sold, you must maintain meticulous records of how much you have paid, when, and to whom. The existing balance should be checked against the amortization chart from time to time to ensure that the lender is crediting your payments properly. Once the mortgage is paid off, a copy of the note showing paid in full should be maintained indefinitely. If you live in a condominium, you should also have a copy of the condominium agreements and bylaws. Next is student loan contracts and payment statements. Regardless of whether you are in school or graduated several years ago, if you have student loans, you should maintain meticulous records of how much you have paid, when, and to whom. Your file should also contain the original contracts that you signed when you first borrowed the money. An amortization chart for each of your loans should also be in the file, and the existing balance should be checked against the amortization chart from time to time to ensure that the lender is crediting your payments properly. These records should be maintained for the life of the loan, and once the loan is paid off, you should keep indefinitely a copy of the note identifying it as paid in full. Next is your checking account statements. This folder should contain your checking account statements for a period of 2 years. It is important to maintain a balanced checking account and register so that you have a record of your payments and deposits. The register should be kept indefinitely. The next folder is for retirement planning. You may believe that since your retirement may be far off that you don't need to start preparing for it, but you are wrong. You must be in control of your retirement accounts and know in what you are invested. You must diversify and you must continue to save. Being organized in this respect will give you not only peace of mind, but also control over how you are affected by changes in the investment markets. This folder should contain all the information that pertains to your retirement accounts. Each account should be separated by a manila folder. Some examples are 401k account, meaning the defined contribution account that your employer offers. Also, Social Security information and IRA information, if you have your own individual IRA account, and any other deferred compensation or retirement accounts that you may have. The annual statements for the most recent 2 years should be maintained. The next folder would be taxable investments and savings. This folder should contain account information for all the investments and savings accounts you have that are not retirement related. These are usually taxable investment accounts and savings accounts. You should maintain at least the annual statements for the most recent 7 years. Within this folder, you should also keep all stock purchases and sales information for purposes of future tax liabilities. The next folder is for insurance contracts and proof of payment. This folder should contain the contracts for all your insurance information, such as automobile insurance, life insurance, health insurance, and renters or homeowners insurance. You should maintain the current contract and the 1 year previous contract in order to compare rates and to ensure accuracy. With respect to life insurance, keep a copy of the contract in the file cabinet indefinitely and keep the original contract in a locked safe or safety deposit box separate from the other documents. Next should be medical bills. You should keep your explanation of benefits forms sent to you by your health insurance company. These are similar to medical bills and show how much your insurance company paid for the services that you incurred. The next folder should contain warranties and owner's manuals. Warranties and owner's manuals should be maintained in a folder or separate box, as there may be several, for as long as you own the product. Even though a warranty may have expired, if a product needs a repair, you may be able to contact the manufacturer of the product and have a partial set-off for repair costs. The owner's manuals are very important to keep just in case you forget the code to reprogram the remote for the TV or you can't remember how to access a certain feature. The manuals also come in handy if you ever want to sell the product. Within each of the owner's manuals, you should keep a copy of the purchase receipt, which shows where and when it was purchased and the price of the product. The next folder is for receipts. It is important to maintain receipts for specific categories for different periods of time. You definitely want to maintain receipts for business expenses that are tax deductible for a period of 7 years. You want to maintain receipts for big ticket items and insurable items for warranty and insurance purposes, such as jewelry, stereo equipment, washer, dryer, for as long as you have the product. You should maintain other receipts for a period of 1 year so that you can gauge how much you spend on particular items. It may be easier to keep receipts in envelopes, which are stored in a folder. The next folder is for taxes. You should keep a copy of your federal tax filings and your state tax filings for a period of 7 years. The next file is for automobile information. Within this folder, you should maintain separate manila folders for your automobile information, including the loan or lease agreement, the financing contract with an amortization chart, repair bills and invoices, and a record of oil changes and other services performed on the automobile. You should maintain that information as long as you own the vehicle, and you may be able to increase the selling price if you can prove all the work that has been performed on the car. The next folder is for identifications. Within this folder, you should keep your passport, birth certificate, any licenses or certifications you have acquired, the most recent copy of your resume, and a writing sample. You should keep this information indefinitely and update it as necessary. The next folder is for awards and news clippings of achievements. This folder should contain all awards received and certificates of achievement, along with any newspaper or magazine articles that contain information about you. You never know when a prospective employer would like to know more about you. Maybe just take a look in there once in a while to see how much you've accomplished in your life and pat yourself on the back. You should maintain these documents forever. The next folder is for academics. This folder should contain copies of your transcripts from high school, college, and any graduate schools you attended. The folder should also contain a copy of each diploma you received and copies of letters of recommendation you have received. This information should be maintained forever. The next folder is for the budget. This folder should contain a one-page summary of your annual budget. You should maintain the records for a period of 5 years. And the next file is for dispute resolutions. This folder should contain any documents that pertain to the forgiveness of loans, legal settlements, etc. These documents should be kept indefinitely. Now we move on to cleaning out the junk. Within each of these hanging folders, you need to organize your information for that particular category so that the most recent information is in the front of the older statements or information. If you maintain these folders, you will be organized, you will be less stressed, and you will see progress. Nonetheless, you cannot be a pack rat. Keep it simple. Keep the most accurate records and consolidated statements, with the exception of legal documents and stock purchase and sales statements, of which you should maintain all valid information. Next, you should update monthly and annually. Once you have implemented these steps and created these or similar folders, you should update them monthly. It is easy to get into a routine or habit of sitting down on a particular day of the month, every month, and updating your personal files. Once a year, you should reassess the situation and clean out the file cabinet, tossing the least relevant information and making room for the New Year's statements and important documents. Many people are choosing to go paperless, which doesn't mean that they are throwing everything away, but instead they are storing things electronically. The best way to minimize the amount of paper you have to store is by buying a scanner or some other form of external storage device for your computer. I do believe that it is important to have scanned copies of your important documents on a flash drive that you keep in a safe place, in case there is a catastrophe during which you can only secure that device safely. If you choose to scan your documents and save them to an external storage device, make sure that the device is password protected in case it is lost or stolen. I'm not suggesting that you become entirely paperless. Nonetheless, technology is great at facilitating the reduction of clutter and opening up space. To that end, you may scan things that you may need at a later time for verification purposes, such as receipts, which verify taxable deductions. Once again, thank you for tuning in to the FrugalCenter.com podcast series.